Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter.
Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, big and small.
I'm Biz.
I'm Emily. And today we're going to talk about Halloween.
Ooh.
Ooh. But first, we're just going to check in. So, Biz, tell us about your cider, please.
Okay, so we were talking about all of the apples that I had been
feverishly collecting,
yeah, and dealing with, mm-hmm. and how I was overwhelmed with apples and stuff to do with them. I got through one of my 5 containers of apples with baking and drying and that sort of thing, and then the rest just got squished into juice to become cider.
Yeah, which is awesome.
So that was actually...
So did you make apple juice and then...
Yeah, so the... I'm
curious about what even the process is.
Well, the first thing to do is to make juice.
Yeah.
And then you take the juice and then you ferment it into cider. So I've done the cidering process previously, but I've never done the juicing process.
Oh, okay.
So this was quite the adventure because the press that we used consisted of a car jack and a bucket with holes in it.
Oh, to make juice?
Yeah.
What?
Oh my gosh. We first put...
So you you literally crushed, because I've made juice from like a juicer where you heat it up, you heat up the fruit in an element and then it steams them basically and takes all the juices out.
But oh, okay.
I have never heard...
No, this was pretty this crude system. And elementary and
fun.
My buddy Andrew is quite the... fruit engineer, I suppose. It was amazing. We get there to his place and I bring in my millions of apples, and he's got this frame with a bucket in the middle that's got holes in it that's sitting on a pan with one hole in the end so that the juice all gets caught in the pan and then drains into a pot.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first step was to take the apples and put them into another bucket that didn't have holes in it and literally crush the crap out of them with a 2x4.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
The end of a 2x4, they just got squished right up.
Yeah.
And then take those mashed chunks and put them into the bucket with the holes in them. Mm-hmm. And then a circular board went down, was forced down by the car jack into the bucket until it squished.
To press
all the juice out.
It was literally like a hydraulic press, but
without the hydraulics.
Not hydraulic.
Yep.
That's hilarious. Okay.
Amazing.
That is amazing. Okay. Yeah, the juicing that I've done, it's been so you put the apples in a container and then you just steam them and then juice comes out. Less intense.
I want to learn your way. It doesn't sound nearly as much of an adventure,
it's not as terrifying.
Probably a little bit more efficient. Well, not efficient.
Well, I don't know.
Way
less fun. Way less fun.
It was pretty fun.
Okay, that's super cool. So then you put it in containers and you just let it ferment?
Well, you need yeast. So they had to add yeast and put it in carboys to ferment for a while. You actually, with a cider, you can skip that process because I don't remember why. But with beer, you have to let it sit in the carboys for a long time and then bottle it. With cider, you can actually, you don't have to leave it as long, or you can skip it altogether and just put it directly into the bottles.
Okay, listeners, before you just go out, maybe just double check this.
Yeah,
this is
not a how-to cider episode.
I don't want anyone to get botulism.
I have only done this under other people's supervision. So, but
okay, anyway,
I'm not dead yet.
Cool. So, have you tried the cider, or do you have to wait?
Oh, it takes a while.
Yeah. So, how long do you have to wait?
With cider, just a few weeks.
Oh, okay. So, still waiting.
Still waiting.
Okay.
But I'm still just finishing up the last batch from last year, which was not from actual apples, but from just juice.
Oh, okay.
We made wassail cider.
Mm-hmm.
And so, wassail is a traditional drink that we had every year, which was an apple-based drink, hot drink, with cloves and cinnamon and orange.
An apple cider?
Basically an apple cider, but hot,
Yeah.
And it was wassail, and we would have our glasses and we'd go, wassail! And that was us cheering to our good health for the next year.
Oh, okay.
It was a tradition, so we made wassail cider with all of those delicious nettles.
Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Okay, well, I'm excited to hear how the cider is.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring you one. Ooh.
Very exciting. Okay, well, let's talk about Halloween.
All right.
Yeah, I think that this is a really interesting topic to get into, and Halloween is a time where lots of people are having a lot of fun and doing a lot of, like, really fun things, but also
making a lot of garbage.
Yeah, extremely wasteful.
Oh my god, the tiny little packages. Oh, they're
everywhere. Yeah,
can't even handle it. But
so first, let's talk about costumes, because you're a big costume person.
Oh, if I could just wear costumes way more often than once a year, I would. And I know everyone will tell me that there's, like, Comic-Cons and stuff. And don't worry, I go to those, and I repeat my lovely nerdy costumes at those places. But Halloween, it just, you get more options, because you can dress up as anything.
It is super fun. It's like, everyone's on board. Costume time for everyone. I don't know. I also love Halloween. I love dressing up. I think it's fantastic.
And for those who are new to the show, I love sewing, so I love making costumes. It's actually kind of how I got into sewing, like in the very early stages. Because I hate sewing clothes, but I love sewing costumes. Mm. I'm not really sure what the difference is, except that it's silly.
Except for it's silly. Okay, so what do you do for your costumes to, you know, make them less wasteful?
Well, I try to source all of my fabrics from thrift stores. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everything that I make my costumes, like anything I can. Like sometimes there's just not, you just can't do that. But the fabrics I almost always find, usually in the blanket and sheet section.
Well, especially, yeah, if you, I was going to say, I don't usually look in the blanket and sheet section, just because I'm not a very talented, like, quilter or sewer or anything.
Yet,
you're right. so I was going to say, usually I always, like, would steer towards more like the clothing section or whatever and try and find something mm-hmm. that matched. But that makes sense that you also would look for fabric and, you know, different things.
Do you know what you're going to be?
I don't yet.
You're running out of time.
I know.
I'm stressed out if I don't know what I'm going to be by August. I'm like, it's August 1st. I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween. I need to source the materials.
This episode will definitely come out later, but it's not even October yet, so.
It's October tomorrow. Yeah, this episode will probably be out next week, though.
Yeah, but so I don't know what I'm being yet. To be honest, you put me into a panic, and then I kind of forgot about it last week. And
well, it's time to get back into the panic.
Right? Back into the panic. What am I going to be for Halloween?
Yeah,
okay, what are you already know what you're going to be for Halloween.
Of course I do. It's okay. September.
Yeah, ridiculous, Emily.
Yeah. You're ridiculous if you don't know what you're going to be by, like, March. Come on now.
Yeah, so what's your plan for your costume to be low waste?
I'm actually going to talk about my sister's and my nephew's costumes, partly because they're more well-known.
Okay.
So my sister and her son are going as Princess Leia and an Ewok.
Okay, yeah. Everybody should know that.
Everyone knows what
those are. I know what that is. Okay.
So not even you know what those are.
Okay. Yeah, I do, all right?
That's okay. I don't know what internet memes are. I don't spend enough time on the internet. So, do you remember? Okay, do you remember the outfit that she wore on Endor? No?
Not specifically,
no. No? Okay.
I'll say.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, it's like this kind of camo poncho hoodie.
Okay, that's a great description. Camo poncho hoodie.
Yeah. So, I took a...
Oh, yes, I remember.
You remember now? Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I took a sheet mm-hmm. that I found in the thrift store.
Yep.
And it was like, so it had like a beigey brownie base color, solid. And then I took spray paint and spray painted randomly browns and greens all over it.
So you made it camo.
So I made it camo because, of course, I'm not going to be able to find that fabric to make her poncho for her. And then I found a fuzzy blanket. Like a furry brown blanket mm-hmm. to make
for the Ewok.
Oh,
that's so cute.
And so I'm going to make a furry onesie for him uh-huh. and just put ears on it. And then he just needs the little leathery hood.
Oh,
and I think I have it. confirm this. I think I have a little bit of enough leather in my stash.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be like, I just have a leather hood.
No, I don't have a leather hood. But
maybe the sleeve of that leather jacket.
It's fake leather, but I'm pretty sure I have enough to make a good looking
like little
Ewok hood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she requested that I put paw prints on the mitts so that he had clues on his hands. Because it would just make him so happy.
Yeah, that's cute.
He's 2.5, by the way. Like, just in case you needed some context.
Cute. Oh my goodness, he's going to be so cute. He's going to be so Ewok.
And so this is the third year in a row that I have made his costume.
Uh-huh.
So last year... Oh, he was a hobbit last year.
Oh.
He was a hobbit last year. And I made his cloak.
Oh, baby hobbit.
And I embroidered the little pin, the brooch.
Yes.
So I embroidered that so that he had the brooch. Without, like, stabbing himself in the neck.
Yeah, and child safety. Good call.
He made the cutest little hobbit. It was so adorable. And the year before, he was a Moogle. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a creature from Final Fantasy.
Okay, no idea.
So he was a little baby Moogle at, like, 4 months old.
Okay. That's super cute. Okay, that's awesome. So you look for fabric and then kind of make your own costumes out of that.
Yeah, generally. I mean, sometimes I get the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often thrift stores just have all that kind of stuff and they store it and wait for the end of September to bring it out for people.
Right.
But, and so I'm going to be something that most people probably won't know what it is.
Okay.
Which is the Hollow Knight antagonist, I guess. Hornet.
Right.
So... basically,
which I have no idea. For those listeners who don't know what this is, I also had no idea what it was. Biz had to look it up for me.
But
and show
if you Google Hollow Knight Hornet, you'll see who I'm going to be. And it's very, very simple. So all I really have to make is the cloak thing she wears and a mask.
Right.
So for the cloak, I found that in the blanket section. And I will just turn it into a wraparound cloak.
Yeah.
And... the mask, I did buy materials for to make the mask. Because Adam is going to match me, and so we needed enough to make them look the same. And
yeah. Right, be similar. Okay, yeah, for me, some of my favorite costumes that I've made. So me and my partner, usually what we'll do is, you know, we'll find kind of a duo to be. And then
We're super cheesy like that too.
Yeah, so well, like for example, 1 year we went as like characters from The Princess Bride. So if anyone knows that hilarious film, one of my faves, and my partner Sean went as Wesley, and I went as Buttercup, which are like pretty, you know, straightforward costumes. It was
pretty simple.
Yeah, it was super easy. We just went to.
I assume he wore a black flowy shirt.
Yeah, he wore, nice. Like, a black tunic, and then we found him, like, ladies leather leggings at Value Village, and he wore those, and then I just found this, like, ridiculous, you know, like, gown, and, yeah, it was great, and he had, I think, actually, we found, like, a used mask at...
Oh, he wore the mask.
Yeah, he wore the mask and everything.
Nice.
And
life is pain, princess.
Yeah, so it was like costumes like that. It was so easy to find things at Value Village and, you know, or Goodwill or whatever thrift store. You can kind of make like a variety of things work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really easy. And then literally at the end of Halloween, we just donated that stuff back because we were like, well, we're not going to dress up as this again.
And you didn't have to alter any of it. You just used it as it was.
We just used it as it was. In other years I have done, like last year I went with a group of people and we were Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And so we did do a bit of like... you know, we had belts where we like hand stitched them on and, you know, hand stitched on patches, I guess, to like old sweaters and stuff to be the dwarves. Nice. And so like that was a little bit more intensive. But even those costumes, those ones we ended up keeping just because we put like a little bit more work into. Yeah, we got like all the stuff at Goodwill. It was really affordable. Yeah, and it was easy to put together and super fun.
Yeah.
And we didn't create a whole bunch of garbage.
I have a number of costumes that I like to... They're generally all nerdy. So I've got Mario and Ash from Pokemon.
Yeah.
And a goat costume, which is just completely unrelated.
You're like, yeah, can't wait to dress up as a goat. Goat.
Oh my god, I gotta tell you about the goat, the Halloween goat.
Yes, please tell me about the Halloween goat, because Biz purposely was like, okay, I'm not gonna tell you about
yeah.
the Halloween goat.
Okay, so when I lived in BC, my friend had a goat farm, and one particular goat she trained to wear backpacks.
For what purpose?
Well, for Halloween, obviously.
Okay, as someone who grew up on a farm, like, that's so funny.
So we had...
Oh, goats are so interesting.
Her goat's name was Chaos, and he was...
The backpack-wearing goat.
Chaos Pack Goat, yeah. Uh-huh. And so on Halloween, she would paint his horns with glow-in-the-dark paint mm-hmm. and, like, cover him in glow sticks and then fill his backpack up with candy. And we would take the goat out and kids would trick-or-treat at the goat.
That's so funny. They would go to the goat.
They would go to the goat. He was the friendliest, like, just most chill goat you ever did meet.
Oh, and my gosh. So kids, I do love goats.
He always went to... He was brought to a lot of petting zoos and stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So he was really used to kids, like, coming up to him and...
Yeah.
And, like...
He was a chill... He was a cool goat. He was a regular goat. He was a cool goat.
He was definitely not a scapegoat.
Mmm.
I'm too early for the good cheese one. Segment. I guess we could talk about trick-or-treating then. Because...
Yeah.
Hey, we're already there.
Okay.
So... Yeah. Trick-or-treating stresses me out.
Okay, you, yeah, I love trick-or-treating. Like, to be honest, one of the reasons, like, I guess not one of the main reasons, but, like, one of the reasons why I want to buy a house is because I think it would be so fun to give out candy at Halloween. Like, I love that. I think it's so fun. I don't know. I love that, but I get that it can also be, like, really horrible.
No, it just, like, but why does skyrockets it my eco-anxiety every year.
Mm, because of the waste.
Because
associated
of the waste.
With single-use...
tiny, tiny packages.
Tiny packaging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad enough when it's a chocolate bar wrapped in plastic, and then they make it smaller, so you have to have more plastic per chocolate.
Yeah, the surface area increases.
Why can't we just go back to where we actually trusted each other and, like... knew our neighbors, and then went to each other's neighborhood houses and got cookies,
right?
Do you remember doing that?
Okay, so when I was little, I grew up in the country, so I'm a little, you know, country mouse, and so we would go trick-or-treating, and it would just be, like, you and my sisters, and we'd, like, get in our vehicle and literally, like, drive to the neighborhood places, because... they were all, like, far away, and it was cold.
yeah.
And, you know, we would only actually end up going to, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 10 houses or something. Because that was, you know, those were the houses in our neighborhood. And also to, like, drive to 10 houses and then, like, visit with your neighbor for, like, 10 minutes and get candy. Like, it took, you know, it took a long time. Like, because it would take, like, 5 minutes to go from each house.
Mm-hmm.
House to house, so you would only trick or treat for like a couple of hours, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, the best thing about trick or treating in the country is that because everyone knew, like, who was going to come trick or treating to their place, and you knew all your neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and they also knew that you probably wouldn't go to that many houses. So my neighbors always, and my parents still did this when they lived on our farm, would be like, they would give us literal huge candy bags of,
okay,
like,
yeah.
They would have a paper bag and it would be like full of like homemade treats, which I always really loved, like puff wheat squares, muffins.
Yeah, I remember there being like certain houses that would have
popcorn.
They would have two different piles.
Yeah.
So they would have like the store-bought wrapped candies
mm-hmm.
for the people they didn't know. And then the kids they did know from the families they knew, they had like,
yeah, so we
caramel
get...
corn or popcorn or cookies, or although I have to admit that when I was little, my favorite houses were the ones who handed out full size pop cans.
Oh, okay. And see, I like, there's always this thing I feel like in the city now, it's like, oh, where are the houses with the full size chocolate bars? Like, that's the thing. But I'm like, what, you guys didn't get like 3 full size chocolate bars when you went trick or treating when you were a kid? Like, that's just because you got like literally a candy bag full of things. And I'm definitely a proponent for like the homemade, like, treats, and I think
and
that
I
that's
think that would
such
just be
an awesome,
a much more meaningful experience for kids if they went to less houses but got better stuff.
Right? Yeah, it was so much better. And
because
so,
they know the people. If you just go to the houses of the people you know and, like, set it up so that you're doing an exchange, like a cookie exchange that you do at Christmas kind of thing, right?
Right? Yeah. I'm also super into that. And I think that you can facilitate that in...
Neither of us have kids, so...
Neither of us do have children. But, like, I am someone who, if I did have children, or, like, I've worked in education, so I've gone into schools and stuff, I still really see the value in, like, bringing homemade treats. And, yeah, I don't know. I grew up where that was just the norm. Like, you know, when it was someone's birthday and they brought something in, they wouldn't bring in, like, a store-bought cake, or they wouldn't bring in, like, individually wrapped chocolates or whatever. It was always like, oh, their mom baked a cake in a 9x13 pan, and, you know, like, everybody, you had like reusable plates and forks and stuff, and that's just the way that it was, like, growing up in kind of now, you know, that kind of community. So, but
hey, let's talk about things we can control, and B, let's talk about the fact that we don't have kids and are probably aren't trick-or-treating, so other treat type things.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you were talking about.
Yeah, okay, so...
like, you and I probably aren't going trick-or-treating. No. But we're probably going to go to a party.
Yeah, we're going to go to a party.
Not together, we're going to different parties.
We're going to... Yeah.
We're not.
No.
God, I don't want to be seen in public with you.
Oh, thanks, Biz. Okay. cool. Yeah, so for me...
If it makes you feel better...
I'll be going...
I'm only a jerk to those people I like.
So I'll be going to a party, and it'll be like a smaller group of my friends, especially with COVID and everything. So we always do basically like a Halloween party, and it's always like, you know, potluck style. So we like usually have a meal, and then yeah, someone will like have treats or whatever. And we always just do it that way. I'm sure that someone will probably, yeah, someone will bring treats, and my friends kind of values, I think, like the homemade. And, you know, we all grew up rural, and we really value like the homemade side of things. So
country kitchen Halloween.
Yeah, us country bumpkin kids having Halloween together in the city. But anyways, so that's basically what I'll be doing, is that I'll like bring a dish in a reusable container. I won't be using single use plastics, like,
yeah,
trying to avoid it that way.
I'll bring something. I might like make an apple crisp to bring with. Maybe I'll make an apple crisp and freeze it, because I have...
Because you have all of those apples?
Because I have so many apples.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, but okay, so one thing that I will say, if you are going to be giving out candy, or, you know, you are going to a party where maybe people want things that are, like, individually packaged, you can choose, like, a more sustainable treat for packaging. Like, choose something that's in cardboard, that's compostable.
Smarties!
Right? Smarties are awesome.
Smarties and Reese's Pieces are the only thing I can think of, though, that are in cardboard.
The only
chocolate that I have eaten in the last...
Because it's in cardboard?
Because it's in cardboard.
Yeah, so I had a list here of a whole bunch of things, but now I, of course, can't find it. But, yeah, basically, you know, give people things, or milk duds. Oh, my goodness. Go and get milk duds. That's an awesome treat that's in cardboard. Nerds, yeah. There's options,
oh,
I think, for more sustainable, zero plastic things. If you do require to get, you know, individually packaged things.
At least cardboard's a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So other things we can control when it comes to trick-or-treating is the bag that we carry our stuff in.
Yes.
Because when I was little, we just used our pillowcases.
We also did that. Like, I didn't even realize there was a market for, like, these, like, Halloween buckets or whatever, or bags.
Or, like, plastic bags that just literally say Halloween treat bag on them or something.
Yeah.
Like, they use once and then throw out.
Yeah, you don't need this. That. Use a pillowcase.
Where's your pillowcase, kids?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think that there's little ways. And, you know, like, look for, if you can, try and pick a costume that, yeah, is from Value Village. Don't buy one that's in a plastic package that you're only going to wear once and then it's going to rip and get destroyed. Or, you know, like, I think that really trying to eliminate all of those, like, oh, it's just for this one day and throw it out the next kind of things, whether that be for you know, trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
The food that you eat, the costumes.
Just like Christmas sweater earlier that we were talking about before we started recording.
Mm-hmm.
That you do only use it once a year, but and I only use my vest once a year, maybe twice a year. But
we love
we use those. It every year.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's the other thing too, is that like if you know of someone who had a really awesome costume maybe like a couple of years ago or something, you can always ask them if they still have it and you can use that costume. Or if you're going to like multiple parties or something, because I know I've done that in the past where I've like dressed up as different things because I've gone to like multiple parties over
with the same people.
Yeah, like when I was in university and stuff. And like Halloween seemed to be like a week long. I was like, Halloween, you know, when Halloween falls on a Thursday. Anyways, those are the old, the young party days of Emily in university. But yeah, like you can swap costumes, be resourceful. You don't have to use the same thing, right? Or like just because someone wore it once last year, like no one's going to remember.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of the time, at least in my experience, when I go to multiple parties, it's usually with different people.
Mm.
So then I'm
there you go.
Quite okay with having the same costume.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the other thing that we should just touch on briefly would be decorations.
Well, wait. Go back. Because we only talked about the treats. What about the tricks?
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. So I personally love tricking. This is something that I grew up doing in high school. When you like got too old to trick or treat, I'm not encouraging anyone to do this, but we would go and trick all of our friends' houses and it was, I think it's hilarious. I love tricking people. I love getting tricked. I think it's all fun and games. I wouldn't recommend tricking people that you don't know because that's just cruel and mean. But yeah, maybe instead of like toilet papering someone's house, which is like so absolutely so wasteful and yeah
mean
and mean that's you're right mean. It is a lot of work to clean up. Like try and find tricks that are
okay, so
a better and more thought out and more hilarious.
Now for some reason
than something like that.
My biggest trick memory is there was this one house that we went to. We'd walk up to the house and you'd walk past this pickup truck, and as you're walking past the pickup truck, some guy sits up and like roar out the side of the pickup truck.
Oh my god, I
and of course
it.
You can't see him because he's laying down in the bed.
Yeah, and you assume that no one's going to be in the pickup, like in the back of the pickup
truck. So it really, like, just, you're just really not expecting it.
Uh-huh.
And so that was fun. There's zero, like, you can do that over and over again with
you can scare lots of people for free.
Lots of people for free and with zero, I mean, I think he was wearing, like, a Friday the 13th mask or something, really, it probably was unnecessary.
Yeah, I also like, so now, I guess, I would encourage people to play tricks on people that they know. Like, if you're at a Halloween party at someone's house, this is, like, only do this if you know the person, but my recommendation would be to go into their pantry and take off all the labels of the cans. Because I just think, maybe not all of them, but like just a handful, and be like, trick.
You just did not see my jaw drop right now.
That is a great trick, and I think it's really funny because I wouldn't recommend doing it to all their cans because like that's just cruel.
Oh my god, Adam would lose his mind.
But like do it to like, you know, maybe like 6 cans and like rearrange them so they don't know which ones are which. And I just think like, you know what? You don't know what's for dinner tonight. Like open the can and figure it out. I think it's really funny. Maybe it's not. Maybe people would lose their minds. Do this.
You go into your pantry and the labels have been taken off your cans. It probably wasn't me.
Well, yeah, cat's out of the bag. Now someone's going to do it to me because they heard me say this. But anyway, so I would recommend like finding.
Did you ever do the saran wrap over the toilet?
You know what? I haven't, but I have heard of that trick. And I mean, it's all fun and games. Maybe it seems like a little gross, but
that's a little gross.
Yeah. It does seem like there's better tricks than saran wrap over the toilet, in my personal opinion. But
especially if you're one of those people creative. Who doesn't know how to stop once you start.
That is just a disaster. Yeah, there's better tricks out there, people. Like taking the labels off people's cans in their pantry. Yeah, I think that that's really great. Or like mixing up like boxes and people's.
So is great. Your other favorite time of year April 1st?
Mm,
Or is this a Halloween thing?
This is a Halloween thing only, I think. Because, like, April Fool's is, like, you know, the joke's over once you go April Fool's. Like, this is like, oh, I tricked you, and now you're going to carry this into November. Maybe that's cruel.
Interesting. I'm learning so much about you. Okay.
Anyways.
Any other tricks?
I'm a big fan of tricks. Honestly, I don't really want to spoil any secrets.
Oh.
There are a lot of really good tricks.
Nervous.
Like
I'm going to just not.
I don't know, something simple. You don't
Halloween.
Have to do something crazy like, you know, like the bucket of water over the door or whatever.
Water?
Yeah. Where you, like, you prop it up on the door so that when someone closes the door, then it falls on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
a good one. Mm-hmm. Honestly, there are so many good tricks, you guys, that, mm-hmm. like, will liven up any party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be my recommendation because that's really easy and it's fun for every... Well, it might not necessarily be fun for the person who's getting tricked on, but pick someone who has a good attitude and then you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Choose wisely.
My husband is not into that at all.
See, that's why you choose wisely.
He would lose his mind.
Yeah.
But now that you've opened this door,
Pandora's box.
You better watch out.
Right? Ooh. Sorry in advance to business partner.
No. I won't do that to him. I have to live with him.
But yeah, there's lots of tricks. That's very fun. If it's all in good...
Yeah, don't be mean.
Yeah,
just
don't
be
mean. Everybody be kind.
Okay.
That's very important.
So,
okay, let's talk about decorations.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so what do you do for decorations? I'm not a big decorations person. I have mentioned previously that, like, I do like to decorate for Christmas. Halloween, not so much. Not necessarily my thing.
No.
I love Halloween.
See, and because trick-or-treating stresses me out so much, I specifically try not to attract kids to my door.
Mm.
Because I can't give them low-waste candy, so I just won't give them anything.
Mm.
But, no decorations in my house. However...
Except for
the one thing that is important to do every single year,
mm-hmm.
and the only year that I didn't was when there was the pumpkin shortage a couple years ago. Do you remember that? Remember the pumpkin shortage?
I do not remember there being a pumpkin
shortage. There was a
shortage,
pumpkin shortage.
But...
And there was, like, you know how, like, right now,
uh-huh.
there are boxes and boxes and boxes of pumpkins lined up outside the grocery stores waiting for people to go pick up their pumpkin? Mm-hmm. Well, that year there was, like, one or two, and they were all, like, gross and moldy.
Okay, I do not remember this, but...
And we didn't get a pumpkin.
Maybe
and I
oh.
was, like, so sad.
That was earth-shattering.
It really was.
It would be upsetting not
I was
to get a pumpkin. Maybe it was
so
like,
upset.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it was, like, an early winter or something, and they all froze. Maybe I do remember that.
Was it last year or the year before? I don't know. No, it wasn't last year.
I was going to say, usually...
a pumpkin last year.
Yeah, usually I get my pumpkins from, like my mom's going to bring me a pumpkin this year because she has pumpkins in her garden.
Yeah,
so usually I get pumpkins from outside... Like, I don't get them from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. They're usually from alternative sources.
So, that is one tradition that I always have a pumpkin, and it always matches my
costume.
Somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, last year I was Mario, and my pumpkin was Bowser.
Mm-hmm.
And I was Totoro, and I did a Totoro.
No idea who that is. Anyways, but keep on going.
Well, if you know who Totoro is... You guys are cool. We also need to educate Emily on more Studio Ghibli movies, apparently.
Yeah, I know none of them. Okay, but I really like that. And I do really like the idea of having, basically this decoration that is great. It's fun to do. It's in, like, jack-o'-lantern carving is so fun.
And you get
it's a great
to eat
decoration.
The seeds.
Yeah, I was going to say, or have you ever, like, had pumpkin, like, cooked your pumpkin after?
If I can do it close enough to the date, yes.
Yeah, that's true. So that's very important because you can't just, like, leave your pumpkin out on the step for days because then it'll get mushy and gross. But if you, like, bring in your pumpkin at night so that it doesn't freeze, then, like, you know, a few days after Halloween,
you
can roast your pumpkin and you get delicious pumpkin.
And if you can do it
so
that...
you can make a pie.
You can carve it, like, the day before or something. And then, yeah.
Usually they last pretty long. Like, I would say, like...
Yeah, but I still would rather cook a pumpkin that's only, like, a day old rather than, like, 3 or 4 days old.
Nah.
Preferably.
It's cooked.
But the seeds. I love the seeds.
But you're right, the seeds.
And if we get enough seeds, I'll do two batches. So I'll do, like, the savory one with the seasoned salt or the Mrs. Dash or something. And then I'll do the sweet one with the cinnamon and sugar.
Oh, I've never had sweet ones before. Mm-hmm. Oh, anyways, great. Yeah. People, use all your pumpkin. Like, it's pumpkin's great. It's amazing.
And then whatever you can't use, compost it.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. But if you do want to decorate for Halloween, there are
Let's go back to the thrift store.
Yeah, go back to the thrift store. Honestly, there are so many Halloween decorations, like, always. I'm sure that if you went on Kijiji, you could find, a ton of Halloween decorations because people are probably getting rid of them. You would be so surprised what you can find secondhand. Like, so surprised. So I would totally encourage you to do that. Or I just saw this post by the Reuse Center on, like, how to make your own little, like, decorative pumpkin out of, like, old, like, you could make it out of, like, an old sock or, you know, like, something that you're not using anymore. Yeah, so, like, upcycle something to be, like, a decoration for your home that you can use long term if it's not something that can be used, like, in its current state. And I think that that's really awesome.
I have my own personal feelings on upcycling, but
on upcycling,
I mean,
spill it, Biz.
No, I don't know. I just want to come across as, like, this terrible extremist. Upcycling is just not the answer, especially when you're just, like, doing crafts where it's like, why do you even have this thing? You don't need that thing, so therefore you are just making it take longer to get to the garbage.
No, but if you've already have something and you've used it and it can no longer do its purpose. And the only alternative is throwing it in the garbage.
Yes. But I find a lot of people are like, well, when I'm done with this, I can upcycle it. And that's...
Okay, yeah. You shouldn't, like, look for reasons to... Or, like, that be a reason for you to buy something new or buy something... I agree. Like, but I think that there are a lot of really
upcycle
great ways
this
to do.
Chip bag into a wallet. And I'm like, well, do you have a wallet? Do you need a wallet? How many wallets do you actually need?
Okay, that's a good point. I can totally appreciate that perspective, but if I have an old holy sock that I'm going to throw in the garbage.
In the sense where, like, if you feel the need for Halloween decorations, which is all fine and well, because that brings you joy, and that's lovely, and I love it. And you have something you can create a Halloween decoration out of that is otherwise not serving a purpose, beautiful. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But there are so many Halloween decorations out there already that you could just go to the thrift store and even if you want new stuff every year, like, donate all the stuff you got back to the thrift store and then go get new stuff the next year. And then someone else ends up using it. And it's just more like a swap. So you get this new experience of your decoration, your surroundings don't have to be stagnant if you can't handle having the same decorations every year. But you're not creating more need for these things to be created.
Yeah, what you're saying is basically, like, your idea would be more for, like, sharing, swapping, circular economy, like, reuse what's already there. Mm-hmm. Don't encourage the new manufacturing or usage of things that are unnecessary.
Especially, like, cheap plastic things. So, like,
right? Things that will easily break.
The 3D pumpkins that are, like, flat things that you hang on the wall, you know what I'm talking about?
No. 3D pumpkins.
Like, there's pumpkins and witch faces, and they're just, like, a thin plastic, but they're kind of like a 3D.
Oh,
molded.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Right? Like, a little, like, flimsy, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, break literally within 15 minutes
or
of you,
like,
using it.
Or, like, the Happy Halloween banners that string together the different letters, and they're just made out of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Or shiny cardboard, which is basically just cardboard with plastic lining on it. Yeah, those types of things, like, I would just really love for that to just not be a thing anymore, or for the only way people get them to get to be from thrift stores until they don't exist.
Well, that's Biz's perspective on things. I'm into decorating. I do think that there's a more resourceful way to decorate. Like, for example, if you do want to, like, have a happy Halloween message, instead of,
popcorn,
like, buying...
Yeah,
like, popcorn strings, or, you know what, like, get a holiday board that, or, like, a chalkboard or something, or make one, or find one at the thrift store, or, like, if that's super easy to do, and have that be your holiday board, and you can write on it and say like Happy Halloween or, you know, Merry Christmas.
I do love that.
Or like, you know, I think that there's a lot of ways to multi-purpose and like direct, especially decorations. I feel like we talk about this a lot for some reason. And maybe it's because decorations are something that maybe you and I don't necessarily feel, like, super passionate about.
I have a friend who has a whiteboard that uses it kind of like that.
Just right?
They have a big whiteboard in their living room. And
yeah.
And they erase it, and then it becomes Halloween stuff. And they erase it, and then it becomes Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. And they erase it, and then it probably becomes dicks. But that happens a lot.
Right? Yeah. Anyways, but, like, there's so many ways to be resourceful with the things that you already have instead of, like, feeling the need to go and buy something new and kind of support something that you don't necessarily want to support. I think it's time for our wine, cheese, and dessert segment, Biz.
Wine, cheese, and dessert. I love this part. Yay.
Okay, go for it. What's your wine? Start with your wine.
So my wine is, it is now cold enough that I need lip balm again.
Okay, yeah. I was also noticing that because it was a windy day today.
It was a windy day. Like, and I need to wear lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am getting through my last thing of Burt's Bees.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
oh my goodness, you have a holster. She has a holster for her lip balm, you guys.
Yes, this is part of my this was my previous attempt to reduce waste by having my little lip balm holster, as she's calling it, which is a keychain that holds my lip balm so that I do not lose it.
Okay, that's
because
a good idea. Uh-huh.
A few years ago when I started using these, was the first year I actually made it to the bottom of one without losing
that's so
it.
So satisfying, you guys.
Would you like one?
Like what? A lip balm holder?
Yeah.
No, you know what? To be honest, I don't usually wear pants that have loops.
Purse?
Oh, I could put it in. But I just like put my lip balm in my purse.
Do you lose them? Because I lose
not
them.
Really. No. Oh, okay. See, and I am someone who like I do not lose stuff. Like,
if anyone would like a lip balm holder, I have about 20 of them at home, so contact me, send me your mailing address, and I will ship one to you.
And Biz, it's not a lip balm holder, it's a holster.
Oh, sorry, lip balm holster.
Very important.
But I will send you one. Absolutely, I will send you one. Just
because
hit us up,
to be used.
Email us at becominglesspod@gmail.com or
to get your free lip balm holster,
or DM me at Becoming Less Pod on Instagram, and I will send you one. Limited supplies, first come, first serve. Okay.
First 20 people who send us an email.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
Because I have a bunch of these.
That's so funny.
Anyway, total aside there. Okay, so, it's just that I cannot get through the winter without having lip balm all the time. And I'm very happy in the spring when it goes away. But this year, I have beeswax and coconut oil, and I'm just gonna make my own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've tried it out, and the last one it worked, but it was a little bit too hard, so I just need to adjust the ratio a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So once I get through this, I will refill this little Burt's Bees container
tube
with my own personal recipe.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting. So my cheese is. Why did the ghost go into the bar?
Oh, I know this one. For the booze.
For the booze.
Okay. All right. I do like that. Okay. So for me, I was thinking about costumes a lot, and I think that this year, this isn't really necessarily wine, but more of just like a observation. I think Halloween is going to be ballin' this year because everybody's going to be wearing masks, and I think that it's just going to be that much better because everyone's going to have masks.
Doesn't everyone wear masks during Halloween anyway?
Not all the time. Like, I don't know. I don't.
Or you think that's just going to add to it?
I think it's just going to add to it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Right? I think it's going to like, okay, so now you have to incorporate a mask into your costume. So you're going to be like something way more.
I don't think trick-or-treating is going to happen this year. I think trick-or-treating is just going to be canceled.
I see. Okay. I also thought that trick-or-treating would be canceled. And then I was listening to the radio, and I heard that it's not, like, I heard that it's gonna go on. So I don't really know in what capacity or how that is gonna actually happen. But I think
or
it's
how
gonna,
many
I think it's
parents
gonna be a go.
Will actually want to do that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
If there's going to be parents who are like, there's no way I'm letting you go around and get a bunch of stuff from a bunch
right?
of strangers.
Yeah.
Or they're going to go and do it and then, like, withhold the candy from the kid and quarantine
for like a week.
Yeah. week before they're allowed to touch
that,
it.
That's what I
which
was
just
thinking
sounds
would happen.
So cruel to me. It's like, you can have all this candy, but you can't have the candy. But I think
I don't know.
It would just be more fun for everyone to just go to your, like, have, like, little mini parties of, like, half a dozen people. And keep them small, but keep them fun, and, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, I don't know what the answer is going to be, especially for trick-or-treating in kids. I think that in schools, they're probably going to... Like, the kids who are going to schools are probably, I would think, more likely inclined to, like, do something or celebrate Halloween in school. And then also, I don't know, like, go trick-or-treating amongst their
I guess if
class.
They're already surrounded by their peers in school, then they might as well party and Halloween it up with those people.
Right? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is for trick-or-treating. I'm kind of on the board of, like, I think trick-or-treating should happen because I think that it's a super fun thing, and I think that enough things have been taken away from kids this year, but yeah, you might have to quarantine their candy. Which I feel like would be a small price to pay.
To be able to get a bag full of candy.
Right?
A pillowcase full of candy.
A pillowcase full of candy in their plastic-free costume.
That they got from the thrift store.
Yes. Anyways. So yes, I think that Halloween is just going to be elevated, like, so much more. So, so much more by the mask aspect. My whine is that I think it's going to be, I think that people are going to be a little bit less careful, I guess. I don't know. I feel like people are, like, itching.
You think there's going to be, like, a spike, a COVID spike during Halloween?
I don't think that there's going to be any more spike than is already going on. I think that people are going to maybe throw caution to the wind a little bit.
I wonder if it's kosher to walk into a store wearing, like, a Jack the Ripper mask.
Yeah, it is. I've seen people walking around with, like, Halloween masks. Like,
but
that's been a thing.
Nose holes.
Yeah, but, like, it's a, like, what are you gonna, okay, if someone came into your store and was wearing a Jack the Ripper mask, would you be like, excuse me, can you put on a mask? Like, what would you do?
I would go back to my bench in the back where I don't have to deal with that.
Well, that's, well, what do you think other people would do? Like,
yeah, you're right. They would probably just be like, close enough.
Right? They'd be like, whatever. Anyways, I do think that the mask wearing is going to elevate the Halloween costumes.
So I have an observation, a Halloween observation this year.
Yeah.
So you know how every year there's one costume that everyone dresses up as? Horse heads. That was a big thing one had on Halloween. Do you remember when the horse heads first came out and everyone had a horse head?
That seems weird.
Was it 2 years ago everyone was Harley Quinn? 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was Harley Quinn?
I think everyone is going to be like Tiger King and Carol Baskin, but maybe it'll be like, I don't know, the presidential debate just happened.
It's totally going to be the medieval doctor with the big long mask.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like the actual, like, what is that? Like the... The plague?
The plague mask.
The plague mask.
The
oh
plague
my God.
Doctor.
The plague doctor.
That's what everyone's going to be this year.
Is that
the
is
doctor.
A great costume idea.
Is
I
that
don't
what you're
think
gonna be
everyone's going to be that.
Is that what you're going to be now?
I might.
There you go. You can be the plague doctor.
Yeah,
and
that's
great.
You'll
run into 16 other plague doctors while you're out and about.
Anyways, I guess that's kind of my whine. I think the dessert is that, like, yeah, it's going to elevate everyone's costume game, because everyone's going to be like actually fully masked, because I think that's going to be great.
It's true. I'm going to be masked.
Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And do you normally always wear a mask for Halloween?
I did last year as a Korok.
Okay. Still don't know what that is.
they're from Zelda.
Mm.
They're the little leaf.
Oh, you did tell me this.
The little leaf creatures.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so I think that that's going to be really fantastic. Anyways, but my cheese is that I genuinely think that, you know, out on White Ave or whatever, it's just going to be like people are wearing masks and no one is going to have like a clue who anyone is because they're all wearing masks. and like no one's gonna be identifiable at all because everyone's gonna be wearing a mask, everyone's gonna be dressed in Halloween costume. You're just not gonna be able to know anyone. Like, and that already happens, I feel like, in Halloween a little bit, but mm-hmm. you're gonna be like, okay, so now there's this person. Like, not that I'm like,
it's true. Know. Like,
Adam,
like,
how do you identify someone?
Adam in my costume is definitely gonna be like, our faces will be 100% covered.
Right?
So
it's like the perfect night for tricking everyone.
You can't even be blamed because nobody knows who you are.
Seriously. It's great. It's perfect. It's the perfect storm.
Who's the marshmallow? What's the marshmallow with the white face?
And the X's over the eyes?
Yeah.
It's a DJ. Marshmallow.
Sure.
Marshmallow the DJ. Okay. So that was a really popular one.
I've seen that costume. I don't know what that is. There's a shirt that has two bee ghosts.
Two bee ghosts?
Yeah, they're bees, but they're ghost bees. Mm-hmm. And then it says boobies.
Oh. I was like, I do not get that. All right, I'm ready for my cheese.
Okay, go.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
You don't know because I'm wearing a mask and it doesn't matter. You'll literally not, you won't know who it is. You won't know. That's my joke. You won't know at all. You could be anyone on Halloween.
That just reminds me of that Savage Garden song. On the telephone line, I'm anyone. No.
I'm like, don't get me wrong, I used to listen to Savage Garden, although
on Halloween night I am anyone, I am anything I want to be.
Anyway, so will crime surge on Halloween this year? Okay, it is literally the perfect storm this year on Halloween. It is 2020, which has already been chaos. It's a Saturday. It's a full moon. Mm-hmm. Like,
so this is where the world
Halloween.
Ends.
Seriously. Oh my goodness. Watch out, everyone. Anyways, but yeah. You can be anyone on Halloween. You can do whatever you want. And there won't be any consequences. Just kidding. Hey. Just kidding, there will be. Especially if you hand out a whole bunch of single-use plastics, because then those will be with you forever.
Karma's a bitch.
Just kidding, okay? This is getting dark. Getting a little cruel.
Should I be keeping this PG-13, you know?
Right? I'm like, how appropriate should we be? All right, everyone. Thank you guys all so much for listening. If you have questions, comments, or you would like us to dive into a topic that you're interested in, please email us at becominglesspod@gmail.com. To be honest, if you would just want to send us anything, just anything.
Say hi.
Yeah, just whatever you want. If you want a holster for your lip gloss, yeah, lip or balm whatever,
holster.
Lip balm holster. Hit us up. We would love to hear from you.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at becominglesspod. Head over to becominglesspod.podbean.com for all the ways to connect and listen and to donate to support waste reduction efforts here in Edmonton, Alberta.
Hope to have you back next time. Every day, we can be a little less than we were yesterday. But especially on